With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Day two of the Treasury Secretary's five-day trip to China.
On the second day of an official visit to China, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she expects China will address a key American complaint about its economic model.
I think the Chinese realize how concerned we are about the implications of their industrial strategy for the United States.
The sides will create two economic groups dedicated to growth in domestic and global economies, as well as anti-money laundering. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Another weekend in Delaware, and then President Biden will head to Madison, Wisconsin Monday to announce a new $400 billion plan to cancel federal student loan debt for new categories of borrowers, thus making good on a promise early, nearly a year, that is, after the Supreme Court ended his first attempt to relieve debts for students, saying that it needed congressional approval. Also at SRNNews.com, the 4.8 magnitude quake on Friday morning was centered about 45 miles west of New York City in New Jersey. Aftershocks were felt during the day and continued even into today with a 2.5 shaker this morning. But no reports of any major damage to the city's mass transit system or its 1.1 million buildings. James Otto, New York City Department of Buildings Commissioner, is asking building owners to check for any damage.
We at the Department of Buildings are concerned about some of the downstream possibilities, cracks that you might see that may materialize or manifest in a week or a month, or scaffolding, retaining walls.
Engineering experts say skyscrapers are built with enough flexibility to withstand ground movement, and experts say New York skyscrapers have been generally built to withstand winds and other impacts far greater than the earthquake generally seen on the East Coast. SRN News. Having a biblical worldview is apparently not an American thing.
A new study from Arizona Christian University reveals that 92% of adults in this country subscribe to something called syncretism, which researchers define as, quote, a fusion of disparate ideologies, beliefs, behaviors, and principles culled from a variety of competing worldviews into a customized blend. Only about 4% of Americans truly have a biblical worldview. Experts believe this poll says a lot about why the country is having so many problems. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Thailand's lower house of parliament approved a gay marriage bill. If the measure becomes law, it would make Thailand the first Southeast Asian country to allow homosexuals to legally get hitched. The bill now goes to the Senate, which rarely rejects any legislation that passes the lower house. And if it passes there, then it's on to the king for his royal endorsement. Taiwan and Nepal recently legalized gay marriage. This is SRN News. Football and the military are teaming up.
The United Football League announcing an exclusive partnership with the United States Army. The two will work on leadership development initiatives and increasing awareness of the opportunities offered to young leaders and athletes. Now, as part of the deal, the Army logo will be featured on all UFL game day jerseys, as well as on the 50-yard line. There will also be Army activations at UFL games, including a spotlight honoring veterans who have served. Jason Walker reporting.
Amazon removing Just Walk Out technology from its Fresh stores as part of an effort to revamp the grocery chain. The company's well-known technology lets customers pay for items without standing in line and sends them receipts afterwards. Amazon says it will now be replaced by smart carts. More details at SRNNews.com.